How much has a role have drugs played in your life?
Well, for me, it's been 20 years, and it's something I have to, learn not to. I've learned to live life without it. Yeah, it's a part of everybody's life, and I'd just like to say that if you have any trouble, and that we have a Victorian Aboriginal House Service down in Preston. We have Andy down there, a counsellor, and we have a gym and everything down there. So if you've got any problems or you need someone to talk to, feel free to go and give them a visit. Yeah. Holla.
Holla out. That's deadly, sis, because people out there, if they're listening, they might not know where to go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know? And that's a big thing when you're dealing with blooming drugs, needing that support.
Yeah, it's about recognising it and being open to talk about it, because it is a big problem in the community and everybody keeps a hush-hush and everybody, you know, may look down, but it's good that you mentioned it, my sister, then I feel free to talk about it.
It's good, because this was a big, I mean, how much did drugs play into getting you into a place like this?
Every single thing, every bit, every little bit.
Yeah. It's funny. Did you learn about, like, handling drugs or living with drugs, like, in school education?
No, nothing was said.
No. Were drugs a part of your life early days?
Well, in early days, yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. And that's how I wonder, like, because we got big families, eh?
Yeah.
And there are so much, and you don't really learn those basics,
Well, I think that in the families, it's half-half that don't use drugs or not, don't do nothing, and then half-half do. And it's more of bridging the gap and trying to get them together and talk openly about it. That's the main solution, is to talk about it and recognise that you've got the problem and then deal with it.
And what would you say now to young people who are looking at going on different drugs?
Well, I'll just say to them, be strong, keep your head up. Don't touch. If you see your friends, if it's peer group pressure, just say no. Just no.
Think twice, and it's not worth throwing your life away. You got better things to achieve in life. Because there's a lot of young kids out there getting led down the wrong path, and they got to know that there's more to life than drugs. There's better things out there for them.